Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The Bible was given to you. It is full of stories to help us understand Jesus and His love for us. It tells us that Jesus came to this earth to live a life just like ours. He overcame Satan and died just for you. He rose again, and He is up in heaven preparing a place for you. It may be an old story, but it is the best story. It tells us of Jesus and His love.
I'd love to tell the story.
Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Now, I want you to say it with me. We're going to say it just a tiny bit faster. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job.
Hello, boys and girls. We are continuing our story about Jesus before the Jewish Sanhedrin. That was like a courtroom where Jesus was on trial. Now, the Jews were very prejudiced. They wanted Jesus destroyed. They wanted him dead. Last time we learned a little bit more about Judas, didn't we? And the steps he took that led to betraying Jesus. We want to continue on with our story, but first we're going to pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, we ask for your love in our hearts. We ask for your Spirit to give us understanding, to lead us, to guide us. Amen. When the council decided that Jesus was guilty, guess what the people did? They shouted, they yelled, they acted like wild animals. And you know what? Even the priests and the rulers joined in with what was going on. They rushed at Jesus. And you know what? They would have killed him right then and there if the soldiers hadn't pushed them back. The council members had decided that Jesus should die, but the Romans, the ones who were in power, who were in charge, the Jews had to obey the Romans and follow their laws because the Romans had conquered them. Those Romans did not allow the Jews to put anyone to death. It had to be a Roman trial. Jesus must next be tried before Pilate, the Roman governor. Why were the priests in such a hurry? Have you ever wondered that? Why were they pushing so hard to get this to happen? Quick, quick, quick. It's because they knew that Jesus had many friends, and they wanted the government to condemn him before too many people knew what was happening and before they found out. Remember, Jesus had been arrested in the middle of the night. They had been going through the witnesses and doing all of this in the middle of the night and the very early morning hours of Friday morning. They wanted him condemned because they knew that if too much time went by, all of his followers, his believers, people who had experienced the wonderful power of Jesus would stand up and stand against them. So they took Jesus to Pilate. Pilate was a Roman authority, and he was not pleased to be awakened so early that Friday morning. He came to his judgment hall, impatient to finish whatever business the priests wanted. He was like, you know what? It's morning. I just woke up. It's really early. Ugh, I'm just going to get this done and go back to my bed. Pilate was not a good ruler. Did you know that in the past, he had approved or signed the death sentence for many innocent and even guilty people? But as he looked at Jesus, he knew at once that he was innocent. Then he remembered that his wife had told him about Jesus. This is Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. He had heard stories about how Jesus would heal the sick, bring sight to the blind. He would raise the dead to life. As soon as he found out that, he was kind of excited. Wow, I get to meet Jesus. But wait, why are the priests wanting to kill him? So Pilate decided to find out why. Let's read John chapter 18, verse 28 and 29. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John, and then we're going to chapter 18. The book of John is divided up into chapters. We're going to be in chapter 18, so look for those big numbers. John, chapter 18. Once you find chapter 18, then we're going to look down for 28 and 29. Those are those little numbers, okay? John, chapter 18, verse 28 and 29. If you need a little more time, press pause, and when you're ready, you can press play again. Let's see what that says.
Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?"
Look at that. The priests were afraid of becoming unclean right before the Passover, and so they didn't even want to come all the way in to where Pilate was because he was a Gentile, and so they thought that they would be defiled if they were anywhere near him. So they stayed outside in the outer area and looked in. Wait a second. They were not willing to come in to be near Pilate because they would be unclean and then they couldn't eat the Passover meal. But yet here they are, not afraid to kill Jesus. They were ready to murder an innocent person. And they thought that was okay. Oh, how blind they were. They were hypocrites. Do you know what a hypocrite is? There's a song that says, "I don't want to be a hypocrite." Do you know that song? Because they're not hip with it? Well, that's not really a very accurate song. A hypocrite is saying one thing and yet doing another. It's living a lie. You say, oh, I would never do anything like that. And then you turn around and you do it without anyone knowing. That's a hypocrite living a lie. Now Jesus has been brought to Pilate, and Pilate is going to have a choice. What is that choice going to be? Do you know? He has to decide what to do with Jesus. The priests and the rulers are clamoring, angry, loudly, insisting that Pilate puts Jesus to death. And he is going to have a talk with Jesus, and we'll see what Pilate decides. You know, Pilate is facing the biggest choice of his life. What would he choose? When you face a big choice or a big decision in your life, what are you going to choose? How are you going to choose it? Are you going to reach out to Jesus and talk to him and ask him for help and his wisdom? That's what I want to do. Jesus will give us wisdom to know what choice to make, to know what direction we should go. Pilate's going to have that same choice. He's going to have a conversation with Jesus. And we're going to find out next time what that conversation is about. But before we go, let's bow our heads and let's ask that Jesus will give us his love, his wisdom, his understanding in the daily choices that we make. All right? Dear Lord, we want to pray for your wisdom. You have said that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. We are going to have choices to make today. Big choices and little choices. But every choice that we make, we want to come to you and talk to you about them. Give us your wisdom and your understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse song. Do you know what it is? It is Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I want to seek first God's kingdom, don't you? Let's go ahead and sing this song together.
Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.